You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Federated Mountain Club celebrated their 90th anniversary last year. Founded in 1931, it has over 20,000 members who are keen in different outdoor activities such as tramping and whitewater rafting across the country, and has been hugely involved in conservation and other outdoor initiatives. I spoke to FMC's president Jan Fitzgerald about the anniversary, the club's achievements, and what it means to be a tramper. To start, I asked her what the club does today.
We were formed in 1931. The circumstances precipitating that were actually at Ōraki Mount Cook. There was private enterprise that was seeking to take too much of the public good, public lands and public access to them around Ōraki Mount Cook. Federated Mountain Club's roots go back to that time, and the pushback that was generated by the public, by mountain clubs at the time. And it was determined that there was always going to be a need for that. Public values, conservation, light-footed, non-commercial recreation is always, I think, going to be subject to commercial push and, ongoing human colonisation or colonising forces. And so the need was established right there, and we have not stopped doing what we're doing since that time. We now have 100 member clubs and around 22,000 members throughout that spread of clubs and a few individual supporters.
Who was it formed by?
Oh, well, Fred Vossler and A.P. Harper began the club. It was a small group of clubs back then. I think it's pretty cool that it's actually a tramping club. So this is right back at our roots, and tramping is really the thing that unites us. We are a federation of a whole bunch of clubs. We include mountaineering, kayaking, pack rafting, caving, hang gliding and paragliding, and several other activities too. But the one thing that all of our members do is tramping. So if you're going for a paragliding trip, for example, you tramp up to the top of the hill you want to fly from. If you're going caving, you tramp until you get to the place in the ground you want to go under. That unites us. And it's cool that the Bishopdale Club is our 100th club.
Have there been any major achievements or major events that have been organised or the Federated Mountain Club has been involved with in the past 90 years?
Probably the biggest, most colourful feather in our cap is wilderness. So this is gazetted wilderness. It's actually 3% of New Zealand gazetted wilderness, and these areas are places that have no visible human impact. So there are no bridges, huts, there are no markers, nothing. There are no motorised chopper landings available apart from an emergency and biodiversity management circumstances.
So what's FMC's involvement been in that?
We drove the protection of gazetted wilderness. Going back to, we've had wilderness policy for a long time, but in the early 80s, we ran a wilderness conference and really started to crystallise the public mindset around protection of wilderness. And now that we've done so, we've got that 3% of New Zealand, which is, as far as possible, primordial Aotearoa preserved. And you go there on nature's terms. They're big. To be a wilderness area, gazetted, requires it to be about 2 days travel on foot minimum, and with 1 day approach. So there are buffer zones around wilderness of around about 1 day, pretty much like wilderness. They are generally termed remote zones.
So is conservation then pretty central to what FMC does and the projects you guys carry out?
Yeah. Absolutely, yes. And if you were to look at our constitution, you would find, the opening line of our constitution is around backcountry recreation, but the second line is around conservation. And, in truth, it's almost the other way around. We don't have the fantastic backcountry leave no trace recreation that we also love, not only as FMC members, but as New Zealanders, without the conservation that underlies that. So that is the ongoing good management of our public spaces. And it's hard work. Conservation is hard. It involves the preservation of a certain status quo, which is pretty much at odds with that human instinct, I think, to fiddle with stuff. you know, to and increasingly to overlook nature's intrinsic worth to commercial value, you know, to always frame nature in terms of what it can gain commercially. So that's what we're up against.
Do trampers gain more appreciation for nature, do you think, just by spending so much time in the bush and in the hills?
Yeah, it's better than being on a treadmill, isn't it, at the local gym. So apologies to all gym owners and attendees there. But yes, yeah, absolutely. I think there is. It's clarifying. It brings perspective. But more than that, you know, it's basic fresh air and so on. It's micro-navigation, it's upskilling, it's having your wits about you and sometimes really having to depend on your wits. It's stripping things away and finding what really matters when push comes to shove. Getting a sense of how small you are and how much at the mercy of things, it's very clarifying. It's quite thrilling at times.
Is there anything you think that compares to it?
Quite a wonderful thing is once you get off those trails and you start to go on untracked country, if you sit down for a bit beside a stream or just against a tree or a tussock and you just wait for a bit until, you know, the inhabitants of that place get over their fear, their fright at your appearance, and come back quietly, you're just nothing to them. You know, they have their own business, their own lives to get on with. That really puts you in your place. It's a very good thing.
What about you? What's been your fondest memory or fondest activity at the club?
Do you remember a night out about 3 or 4 years ago? This whole trip was marvellous. It was a trip that we'd tried several times up the Godley. This one just fell into place. The travel underfoot was fantastic. We slept out, didn't need a bivvy. It was a totally dry night, no dew. Climbing this hill, it was Mount Forbes. The snow was perfect. It was hard enough to dig your crampons into going up, but soft enough coming down to just slide right on down to the bottom of the valley. And then somebody had actually left some beer in their car. So when we arrived back at the car, there was that also. Just a perfect trip from start to finish, and country that often presents its challenges, whether that's, you know, rough snow, avalanches, rain, and impassable rock. Yeah, so that was a perfect one.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.